Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. The Sherrard School District this week, their Board of Education naming a new athletic director, that position going to Lisa Emmendorfer, a graduate of Rockridge High School back in the 1980s, currently at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville in the Health and Human Performance program, has been at the school for about 20-plus years. All right, congratulations, Lisa Emmendorfer. So a Rockridge kid wants to come across the county to Sherrard. So tell us a little bit about this opportunity.
I wasn't really looking for a new opportunity, and this position opened up, and it was exciting to me. I did a little stint when we lived in Indiana as an athletic director and loved it. Got away from it while I was at the university, and this was a great opportunity to come back to it.
So you've been at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville for 20-plus years. Tell us a little bit about your responsibilities there and what you're involved with.
Well, in that program, Health and Human Performance, I worked with a variety of kids, some studying to be physical education teachers, some studying to be health and wellness professionals in a variety of capacities, from physical therapy to chiropractic to personal training, strength and conditioning coaches, things of that nature. So a lot of pre-professional kids.
So that is a big deal now. Also at the secondary level in interscholastic athletics, tell us about utilizing that expertise now in the Sherrard School District.
Well, I think the uniqueness of this is I've been at the university level, so I know what kids who are headed in that direction are looking for. I've been closely associated with athletics at the university, so those who are looking to pursue athletics beyond Sherrard, I think I can bring a lot to the table to help them kind of find their spot, if you will, because I think that's really important. So I think we're going to be a good fit. I'm excited.
So, you know, there is a difference between, you know, secondary school students and college students, but not that significant, I think, of a difference. Can you kind of compare and contrast, you know, looking, going from the basically the higher education level back to kind of the secondary education level?
Sure. I spent 15 years in K-12 education before I went to the university level. So I've pretty well taught kids from kindergarten all the way up. So I spent a lot of time at the junior high level when I was in K-12, and I always tell people college students have a lot in common. They're going through a lot of the same angst. So, you know, I think that there's a lot there that can be utilized. But I think the biggest thing is kids are trying to define their identity. They're trying to use school and sport and things to figure out who they are and where they want to go in life. And I think that it doesn't matter whether you're 18 to 24 or you're 13 to 18.
So you started basically, you mentioned in 19, and we're talking off the air, an 83 graduate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, probably graduating from undergrad around 87, somewhere about there. So, you know, started your career probably around, 1990 maybe, or somewhere thereabouts?
Thereabouts, yes. I taught at Quincy Intermediate School in Quincy, Illinois, and then we moved to Southern Indiana, and I spent 8 years teaching and 3 as the athletic director at Southwestern High School in Southern Indiana, and then we moved to Wisconsin, and I crossed the border there and did a little bit of K-8 physical education at a parochial school, and also served as their athletic director, and then had the opportunity to teach at the university. So
30 plus years. So what, tell us what, you know, just, you know, in terms of just coming back to the area, and, you know, just a little bit about what you're looking forward to, you know, at the Sherrard School District.
I am really looking forward to being able to be meshing the school and the community, making that difference. That's something at the university level, you get to do a little bit. You do a little bit of collaborative things, but I think at the high school in Sherrard, I'm going to be able to do that a lot more, and I'm excited about that. Excited to be back working more closely with coaches, Being able to do some mentoring there, I think that's going to be a strong suit for me. Being able to immerse myself back home, if you will.
Now, so you've been gone a long time in terms mm-hmm. of being out there. Do you still have some family in the area then?
I sure do. My mom and my sister are both here.
So it's a welcome home celebration then.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what about some of the rivalries, you know, back in the day where, you know, Rockridge Sherrard was normally a big deal, Sherrard-Orion. I know a little different now with a consolidated school district with Aledo and Westmoor now being Mercer County. But just in general, you know, what about kind of getting back to that where you were living that in the 1980s, I guess?
I was living that in the 1980s. I played basketball at Rockridge and ran track. So memories of when Sherrard put in their first kind of non-hardwood floor, that tartan surface, being able to play there, running track on their new asphalt track or you know, all-weather track was super exciting at that time. I look forward to that excitement. You'd lose a little bit of that at the university level. It's a little bit bigger. It's not quite as personal. So I think this is going to be good. I was teasing the folks at Sherrard that I felt like it was a good fit because I ran my fastest half mile there on their track. So I was looking forward to trying to do that again.
Yeah, you're going to have to get on the track and try and do it again then, right?
Yep.
All right. So, you know, just in terms of facilities at Sherrard, you know, they have excellent capacity there. You know, just kind of give us an assessment of, you know, what you're coming into. I mean, you're positioned and the school is positioned for athletic success with what they have.
We really are. They have beautiful facilities and they take great pride in keeping and maintaining those facilities, which is always exciting when you're the person that is going to be approaching them, you know, for changes or fixes or new or different, right? So I think that we're really positioned in a good spot to really grow our athletics.
All right. Lisa Emmendorfer, again, the new athletic director in the Sherrard School District, hired this week. Anything else that you need to bring up before I let you leave us today?
I'd just like to thank the school board and the administration at Sherrard for selecting me. I'm excited to hit the ground running in July.
All right. We'll see you around, Lisa Emmendorfer. Okay. Thanks for the help.
Thank you.
And you're listening to WRMJ.